Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It's Wednesday, September 17th. Good morning. 12 degrees right now in Brantford. It's 10 in Hamilton, 9 in Kitchener. The dollar trading 72.71 cents U.S. Gas up a cent to $1.42 a liter. I'm Stacey Englehart. A case of human West Nile virus has been confirmed in a resident from Brant County. According to Grand Erie Public Health, this is the first case since 2020 in an individual in Brantford, Brant. A news release said most people don't get sick after being bitten by a mosquito, but seniors and those with health issues are susceptible and need to be cautious. A Hamilton police officer has been charged with assault. After an arrest earlier this year, the SIU said a 59-year-old woman sustained a serious injury in February, but police won't say what he did. The officer is due in court next month. 29-year-old woman charged in the death of a Kitchener senior. Waterloo police were called to an apartment building Monday morning. They say a 70-year-old man was found with significant injuries and later died. Engine failure is being blamed for a small plane crash that happened in Toronto Monday night. According to the Transportation Board, the Piper Cherokee was flying from Orillia to Billy Bishop when it crash-landed in a field near a school just after 8 in the evening. Luckily, nobody was injured. And your mortgage might be a little cheaper after today. Bank of Canada set to announce its interest rate decision. It is expected the key lending rate will be lowered to possibly 2.5 from 2.75%. The latest inflation data showed consumer prices rose 1.9% in August year over year. Light 92 Sports, another win for the Blue Jays. Six games in a row, they beat Tampa Bay 6-5. That four-game home series continues at 7 tonight. Canadian Soccer Championship semifinals. Hamilton Forge lost to Vancouver 4-0. So the Whitecaps are headed back to the Canadian Championship final for the fourth straight year. And they might even play Vancouver. Yeah, Vancouver and Vancouver. Vancouver's going to host the winner of the other semifinal between Ottawa and Vancouver FC. That game is played tomorrow night. And Brantford Civic Center will take on a new name, the city has announced. The Brantford Bulldogs, City of Brantford, and TD have agreed on a multi-year naming sponsorship starting the next OHL season. The arena will be renamed the TD Civic Center. Light 92 weather, beautiful day today, sunny with a humidex almost 30. Tonight falls to 10, sunshine continues tomorrow, humidex in the low 30s. Right now it's 12 degrees in Brantford, 8 in Kitchener, 10 in Hamilton. I'm Stacey Englehart.